Hello, this is Roy Lilly. Let's talk kintsugi, the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery. Kintsugi. Translated, it means golden joinery. If someone drops a ceramic, they don't reach for the superglue, try and hide the repair. They use a special tree sap. Whilst it's wet, they sprinkle the join with gold dust, and it features the repair and says, "This is a treasured item. We had an accident, but because we care, we lovingly repaired it, added to its delight with precious metal, a symbol of caring." Why kintsugi? Well, because that's what's needed for the NHS. It's been dropped. Dropped by the outgoing chair of NHS England, a Tory peer, unable to change the Tory politics, take them on over issues that matter most. Forgot that NHSE is an arm's length body, not an arms round your buddy. The result, as I reported last week's board meeting, was a love fest with fairy tales. An NHS board meeting with no report from the medical director? You're having a laugh. The board of comfortable executives, disdainful and blatantly texting, insouciant, nonchalant, paying no attention, while the rest of the NHS works till it drops. A boss of Health Education England with nothing to say on workforce. The leader of innovation, digital and whatnot, hysterically enthusiastic about a 20-year-old technology. And when the bean counter drops the news of a £500 million cut in funding, no one asks, what impact will this have? The incoming chair, Richard Meddings, knows nothing about the NHS, but I pray to Saint Homo Bonus that he can run a board and do kintsugi. It's not his job to hide a dysfunctional board nor cover up for his political predecessor. It's his job to repair the board, kintsugi style, so we can see what is fixed, repaired with love and respect. He has 12 things to do. 1. Stop the nonsense. I'm too rich and clever to take my salary as a chair. No one's impressed, Richard. It's flash. The NHS ain't flash. Take it, give it away quietly if you want to. But I want you paid and obligated to the taxpayers to do a proper job. We don't want a dilettante. Tell us the 3 things that you believe in. Your red lines. What guides your thinking and actions every day? Who are you? Why should we trust you? What are you trying to do? 3, meet in public monthly. You have to win back confidence and relevance. 60-day intervals at a time of crisis, and yes it is, says you don't care and you can't be on top of things. Get frontline people in the forefront of your mind. Run board meetings like the most exhausted nurse, the most harried doctor, the most knackered porter is sitting in the front row. What are you doing to make the NHS safer, quicker and more cost-effective today, right now, for them? 5, put the recovery programme front and centre. It's the one thing the public are interested in, the workforce are busting a gut to deliver, also the single most important thing for Bojo's political survival. It gives you leverage, so use it. 6, insist on a weekly sit rep on staffing and a detailed board report. Find out why people are leaving. Mandate exit interviews. See what you can fix. Don't be fobbed off by claims we can keep going with overseas recruitment because we can't. It's an international market. Terms and conditions, pay here, don't compare well internationally, neither does the weather. 7, it's obvious the board does not understand the money. Few people do, to be honest, so get them up to speed so they understand the impact of dropping 500 million. Tutorials your granny would get, just do it. 8, succession planning. You have some obvious deadwood, arrogance to sort out, some on the edge of retirement. Start succession planning now. Always hire people better than you. COVID is not over. It has orphaned children and widowed some of the men and women who work for your NHS. Insist on daily updates so you can act early. Do what's right. Get board advice from independent public health. What are you going to do? It's getting worse. 10, data and technology. Don't save won't save the NHS and usually ends up in an expensive mess. Done well, it can help. Declutter the programmes. Focus on three things, figure out what they are and deliver them. Number 11. Find a way of spotting and sharing best practice. It's the only way to improve. Number 12. Get out more, particularly visit social care frontline. The board is a complacent love fest. That must stop. Try kissing instead. Kintsugi is simple, stupid. This has been Roy Lilly. Thanks for listening, and I hope we'll talk again soon. Bye.